Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to The Calm Within. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's practically glued to our lives, technology. I mean, think about it. Smartphones, laptops, social media, the constant stream of information. It's everywhere, right? Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your device? You know that feeling when you wake up and instinctively reach for your phone even before getting out of bed? Yeah, I get it. We live in a hyper-connected world, and technology is undeniably a powerful tool. But here's the thing, it can also become a bit of a double-edged sword if we're not careful about our relationship with it. So, how do we cultivate a healthy relationship with technology? How do we harness its power without letting it control us? That's what we're exploring today. Let's break down some key takeaways that can help you find balance and reclaim your inner peace in the digital age. First up, mindfulness is your best friend here. Think of it like this. Technology is a tool, just like a hammer or a screwdriver. A hammer can build a house, but it can also smash your thumb if you're not careful, right? So, bring that mindful awareness to your tech use. Pause before reaching for your phone. Ask yourself, do I really need to check this notification right now? Is scrolling through social media actually going to add value to my day? Second, set boundaries and stick to them. This is a big one. You wouldn't leave the door wide open to every passerby, would you? Treat your digital space with the same respect. Designate tech-free zones in your home, maybe the dinner table or your bedroom, where devices are simply off-limits. Schedule regular digital detox periods throughout the week, even if it's just for an hour or two. You'll be amazed at how refreshing it feels to unplug and reconnect with the world around you. Third, remember that real life is happening outside your screen. Think about all those amazing experiences, a walk in nature, a conversation with a loved one, a good book that get overshadowed by constant tech distractions. Make a conscious effort to prioritize these offline moments. They're what truly nourish our souls and bring us joy. Next up, curate your digital diet. Just like you wouldn't eat junk food every day, be mindful about the content you consume online. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or leave you feeling negative. Seek out inspiring, educational, and uplifting sources instead. Remember, what you feed your mind shapes your reality. And finally, remember that it's okay to disconnect. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. Stepping away from the constant noise and demands allows us to recharge, reflect, and return with renewed clarity and focus. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, right? The conversation is flowing, laughter fills the air, and everyone is genuinely engaged. But then, someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling through social media. It breaks the flow, creates a distance, and frankly, it's a bit rude. This isn't just about manners, it's about presence. When we're constantly tethered to our devices, we miss out on these precious moments of connection with the people around us. We become passive observers rather than active participants in life's unfolding tapestry. So, how do we translate this into our daily lives? Think about your own tech habits. Are there areas where you can set healthier boundaries? Can you designate tech-free zones in your home or schedule regular digital detox periods? What kind of content are you consuming online? Is it uplifting and inspiring, or is it draining and negative? Remember, technology is a tool, a powerful one, for sure, but it's up to us to wield it wisely. By cultivating a mindful approach, setting boundaries, and prioritizing real-life connections, we can harness the power of technology while safeguarding our inner peace. Now go out there and plug, reconnect, and embrace the calm within. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the stoic love. And be sure to leave a review if you enjoyed what you heard. Until next time, stay grounded and keep striving for the inner stillness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.